From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's Rich Ruoff and Sam Campbell talking about the Lancaster Roots and Blues Festival coming up on February 21st and 22nd across five venues in Lancaster City and featuring local, regional, and national acts like Johnny Winter and Loudon Wainwright III. Rich was the longtime owner of the nationally known Chameleon Club, located right here in Lancaster, and he has big goals for this festival after his 10-plus year hiatus from the music business.
I want people thinking about this festival in a few years the same way we think about the Montreux Jazz Fest or the Newport Folk Fest or New Orleans, you know, Jazz and Heritage Fest.
Yeah.
I want them to say, are you going to Lancaster this year? Are you going to Newport? Are you going to Montreux? And I want people to think about this, not just locally, but all over the world eventually, that Lancaster is one of the great festivals of the world.
Coming up, it's Rich Ruoff and Sam Campbell from GigSpots.com talking about the Lancaster Roots and Blues Festival of Music. And it's our very first monthly segment focusing on film in Lancaster. It's Shaunema Cinema with Shauna Stoltzfus. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Happy New Year, Lancaster, and welcome to 2014. We're excited to be back in the swing of things, helping you discover creative Lancaster with this program and our blog that you can find at woodstovehouse.com. We're introducing a few monthly segments, including a focus on the fine arts of Lancaster with Steve Carlson and our good friend Shauna Stoltzfus talking about what's happening in the local film scene. Also coming up in the weeks ahead, Jordan Davis from Kingsfoil, Jake Lewis and the Clergy, and the nice folks from The Triangle who are making things happen in the central Pennsylvania literary community. There's plenty to talk about, so catch Around the Wood Stove each week at woodstovehouse.com. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. In the spirit of traditional Irish sessions, our friends at Tellus 360 are starting Session Sundays. Each Sunday of the month, a different genre of music will be featured with the goal of having amazing musicians from the area come together to jam with peers, develop new connections, and try out new styles. Each week we'll have a leader to guide the session along, but otherwise they will be freeform and informal. Each session will start at 2 p.m. and run until closing time around 7 p.m. First Sundays will be Irish, and they will be hosted by Gabriel Donahue. Second Sundays will be Americana, hosted by Cordy Byron. Third Sundays will be New Orleans Jazz, hosted by Andy Mowat. And fourth Sundays are reserved for the blues. You'll have to wait and see what happens on the fifth Sundays. Session Sundays starting this month. Tellus 360 every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Check out tellus360.com for more. It's time for Shaunema Cinema, a monthly segment with Shauna Stoltzfus, talking about exciting film projects and screenings happening right here in Lancaster. Shauna is a writer, actor, and filmmaker, and the creator of the 2013 homegrown miniseries, Young Lancaster. It's Shaunema Cinema on Around the Wood Stove. Shauna, welcome to the program. This is exciting.
I'm thrilled to be back. This is fun.
And this is the very first Shaunema Cinema segment.
That's right.
Where each month Shauna will be joining me here on Around the Wood Stove to talk about film and film projects that are happening in Lancaster, mm-hmm. Cool movies that you can go see in Lancaster in the month ahead.
Yes.
So let's just jump right into it. What do you have in store for us today?
Well, first I'd love to talk about three projects that are currently in the works in Lancaster, just because that is so exciting to me.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's many more than this. I actually know of a few more than this, but I want to focus on three that I'm most excited about right now. The first one is called Ordinary. It's a web series, and they've also aired it on LCTV, so it's gotten a little bit of TV traction, but it's a comedy series about a Catholic priest in Lancaster County, and it's really funny. They just finished their first season, actually, so the first season's already online. You can find it. It's called Ordinary.
Cool.
And they're currently fundraising for their second season, and it's a comedy. It's super funny. It's it introduced me to the world of a Catholic priest, which I was never familiar with before, so I love it. And
who's making this? Who's
it's,
responsible?
It's written and I believe directed by Timothy Quigley, who's a local guy here in Lancaster. And Key Row Pictures is the production company.
Okay.
So if you head to their website, keyrowpictures.com, you can donate to the second season. You can watch the first season. It's all there. So definitely check that out. That's Ordinary. The other thing I want to mention is a project called Cold War, which is actually a music video that is directed by Mary Haverstick of Haverstick Films. And she is working on the song Cold War by Michelle Mercure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool. It's a song that sort of deals with the similarities between the Cold War and the current war. And there's like a special interest in women's roles. It's a really complex project. And the cool thing, Mary just told me yesterday that they're building an actual like fallout shelter set to film in.
Whoa.
And they're going to be doing most of it within Lancaster. So it's just a really cool first-rate music video project.
Yeah.
And Michelle's an amazing local musician. And so I'm really excited to see what that turns into. So that's going on. You can learn more about that at Mary's blog, which is maryhaverstick.blogspot.com.
Cool.
Let's see. Oh, and then Ushers is a feature film that is currently in pre-production, and I'm so excited about this because I just got a sneak peek of the script a couple days ago, and it had me laughing so much. It's so funny. It's a movie called Ushers, and it is about a group of friends the summer after they graduate high school, and so it's their last summer together. They're sort of just out to have as much fun as possible before they all split ways for college and whatnot. And it's about a bunch of movie theater ushers, and it actually is largely and loosely inspired by the director Kyle Martin, who was an usher at Penn Cinema. And so it's loosely inspired by his actual experience being an usher at Penn Cinema, and they're going to shoot a lot of it at Penn Cinema. So it's really, really cool. It's a feature film. It's totally independent. They're in fundraising processes now, and they're going to be putting together their team and casting really soon. And that's all directed by Kyle Martin. And I just happen to be an acquaintance of his, and he's been telling me all about it. I'm so excited.
That's excellent. Is there timing on this?
No, I think they were hoping to put their team together the first quarter, probably, that they'll spend a lot of time doing that. And then I'm guessing they'll be shooting spring, summer, but I'm not completely sure about that.
We'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah. So those are the projects that I'm most excited about right now. And I want to talk about screenings too, because there's a lot of cool stuff going on over at Zootropolis. One thing that they're starting up now is family-friendly films in the afternoons.
Okay.
Which is cool. So if you have kids or that's just more your speed, that's Saturdays and Sundays at matinee times. So in the afternoons, you can see what they're doing. Their website and their Facebook page list specifically what the films are. Also coming up in January, the films are The Act of Killing, 20 Feet from Stardom, Cutie and the Boxer, The Punk Singer, and Kill Your Darlings. I am most excited for The Punk Singer, which stars Carrie Brownstein from Portlandia. And it's sort of a music film about the band Bikini Kill. And that story, it's not a documentary, it's very much a story, but I'm really excited about that. And then Kill Your Darlings, starring Daniel Radcliffe from Harry Potter. And I think it's about 1940s beat poets, Jack Kerouac and those guys. So I'm really excited and looking forward to that. What else are they doing over there? The Reese Project is really cool. It's a local couple, they're composers and musicians, and they compose these live scores to play to silent films. I saw probably a couple months ago now, they did a live score to The General, the Buster Keaton film, and it was awesome. So they're going to start doing that every month now.
Oh, is that right?
Once a month they're going to be doing that.
Now, will that be on a regular day, the third Friday or something like that?
I think it is. I don't have that in front of me, but think it is the second Friday of the month or something like that. But on their website or their Facebook page, they'll have that listed, but they're going to do it once a month now. So I'm really jazzed because that's really cool. It's they play, their live streamed instruments just right in front of you as you're watching the silent film. And it's really, really cool. They compose the scores themselves and then they perform it for you while you watch the movie. And it's just the full experience because, that's how silent films are often screened originally. So it's sort of this full experience while you get to see the film. So that's really, really cool. And then the last thing that I want to say about that is they're doing the call for entries for the Rumspringa Short Film Festival starting March 7th. So it's a little bit early, but you want to make sure to not forget that date, local short filmmakers, because you got to get your stuff in. I think the deadline is sometime in June, but it starts March 7th, and they're doing sort of a kickoff thing at Zootropolis for that.
Okay, and that's typically in the fall, right, the festival?
Right, yeah, the festival is actually, I think, in November, but they're going to start accepting entries March 7th. So, and you have to get it in, I think, by June, so.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
That's really grown into quite a festival.
I think so, yeah. I was fortunate to be there for a lot of it this past year and then the year before, and I just think it's awesome. You get to see things from all over the world, and then there's also quite a few things from Lancaster, so it's very much a full experience, and you sort of see the whole range, and it's short films, so
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You don't tire too much of any one thing. You're very surprised. It's fun.
Well, thanks so much for kicking off this inaugural segment, Shauna Macinema. Shauna will be back each month to tell us about all of the cool film projects happening in Lancaster and also upcoming screenings that you really don't want to miss. Thanks so much, Shauna.
Thank you.
Find out more about Shauna's latest project, Young Lancaster, on the show's Facebook page at facebook.com/younglancaster. Shauna will be back next month with another look at the Lancaster film scene. It's Shauna Macinema on Around the Wood Stove. Rich Ruoff is the founder and former owner of the Chameleon Club, a nationally known premier rock club located right here in Lancaster. He sold the club over 10 years ago, but is back in the Lancaster music scene in a big way, organizing the first Lancaster Roots and Blues Festival of Music, a 5-venue, 9-stage music festival coming up on February 21st and 22nd. Also joining me is Sam Campbell from GigSpots.com, who is also working very hard to make this festival a huge success. It's Rich Ruoff and Sam Campbell on Around the Wood Stove. From Groundworks, right in the heart of downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. My guests on the program today, Rich Ruoff and Sam Campbell. Now, Rich is the founder and former owner of the Chameleon Club, a nationally known premier rock club located right here in Lancaster, and the organizer of the upcoming Lancaster Roots and Blues Festival of Music. Welcome, Rich. And Sam Campbell is the grand poobah over at GigSpots.com. It's an online clearinghouse for all things live music, covering central Pennsylvania, northeast Pennsylvania, Philly, Baltimore, D.C., etc., etc., etc. Pretty much within a couple of hours of Lancaster, right? That's the radius, Sam?
Well, my motto is from the Pittsburgh to Philadelphia, from the Poconos to the Potomac.
There you go. That's GigSpots.com. Check that out. Welcome, Rich and Sam. We're here to talk about this Lancaster Roots and Blues Festival that is coming up February 21st and 22nd. All over Lancaster, 5 venues, 9 stages. And I know there's a tremendous amount of history leading up to this festival in 2014. But I'd like to start with the here and now. I'd like to start with this year's festival and what people can expect to happen on the weekend of February 21st and 22nd. Rich?
Well, Jason, thanks for having me here.
Absolutely.
I love your studio. What a cool place.
Thank you.
Okay, well, to give you a frame of reference, if you don't know me and you don't know Lancaster, I'm the guy who's a music nut and a fan for such a variety of music, and that's the basis for this festival. It's called Roots and Blues, which would encompass, of course, blues and jazz and folk and Americana music. But my definition of roots kind of expanded while I was putting this together.
I noticed that as the bands were being added.
I got to get this reggae band. Certainly got to have the rockabilly band, you know. And then there's this polka band from Denton, Texas called Brave Combo. I got to get these guys. And so putting it together, it's been put together by a guy who loves music. It's just, I'm a crazy music fan.
So this is the fans festival.
I believe so. And I've worked hard trying to keep it, I like to think of this festival as going to be musician friendly. You know, obviously, we're paying the musicians that are coming. We're going to give them really cool swag bags. And, you know, we're not beating them up for merchandise. We're keeping the ticket prices really low. I think relative to what, you know, it's like $1.23 a head, you know, per band to see them if you add it up,
right?
You know, based on the cost of the tickets right now. And, you know, seeing Johnny Winter for $1.23, that's pretty good.
Hard to beat that.
It is hard to beat that. And also even like the selection of Brown Paper Tickets as our ticket outlet, you know, their ticket service charges starts around $2. It's really cheap. You know, if you do a ticket, some other ticket outlet, you know, it could be $10 a ticket, which is just
right.
Crazy, I think.
So, you know, it's advertised as nine stages, 5 venues. What's the time frame? So this is a Friday and a Saturday, right? When do shows to get started?
Yeah, it is Friday, Saturday. The first 2 years I'll do 2 nights. Hopefully by the third year we'll grow to 3 nights. And it'll typically be, well, it's always going to be in February. And for the first year, for sure, it's an evening festival. We're doing 6 o'clock on Friday is the first band, and 5:30 on Saturday. Though we are doing a workshop, a blues workshop, at 3 p.m. at the Ware Center on Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
And that features Mark Ross and Clarence Spady. And that'll be fun. If you have a wristband to the festival, you just stop in and you get to check out these guys. They're two of the best blues guitar players in Pennsylvania.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I'm looking at the map right now. We've got the Chameleon, The Federal Tap House, which is a new venue opened just this year at the corner of Queen and Chestnut, with the Ware Center, Millersville University Lancaster's Ware Center, which is just such a gorgeous facility. I mean, everything you see in there is just sounds so great. It's a wonderful auditorium. And then the Lancaster Convention Center, which has been hosting more and more shows as of late. And of course, Lancaster's probably newest venue. Well, Telus 360, I put that in quotes, because I mean, they did shows before, but it's been completely renovated and just opened in September. Those are some great venues. Let's talk about the process of choosing those venues. How did you work through that?
Well, that was part of my motivation for getting back in the music business. I've been out for a while since I sold the club in 2002. I did a little work up at the Effort of Maine Theater, but for the most part, I've been putting on sporting events, bicycle races, triathlons, running events in the region. So, but watching Lancaster blossom in recent years, certainly the art scene is jumping, you know, the First Fridays, now the Music Fridays, the Series 42 events that are going on. It's been really exciting to me. And then the Ware Center, if people don't really understand it, it's a world-class venue. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful
Gorgeous,
venue.
Yeah.
We are so lucky to have that here in Lancaster. And then, of course, the Convention Center. It's probably the last convention center built in the United States since the Great Recession. We opened it right into the teeth of the recession. And then Telus 360, you know, those guys, I love how they're looking at things and thinking about things. It's such a creative venue. And of course, the Federal Tap House, you can't beat a great beer hall.
Right. And 100 beers on tap, 101, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
And of course, Chameleon Club, which, you know, I had a hand in. And
right,
so
right.
I love that place. And the neat thing about having also all these nice venues is they're all within walking distance of each
Absolutely.
Other. So it makes it such a possibility. You know, there are other festivals in other cities where you have to literally get in a car and drive from one venue to the other. So it kind of, you pick a venue and you stay there for the night. Whereas here, I really want people to be rotating.
Yeah.
And for my kind of personality, that works. I can catch a band for 20 minutes and then slide over to the next venue and catch another band for 20 minutes. You know, I don't have to sit there for 3 hours in the same spot. So
this is a wristband festival where you buy a pass for the day. Is it also individual ticket?
It is not. You buy the wristband is good for the whole venue. I mean, all five venues.
Nine stages. Okay.
And you can either buy it by the night or you can buy them for the weekend, a little cheaper rate for the weekend.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free. So if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. And now here's more with Rich Ruoff and Sam Campbell talking about the Lancaster Roots and Blues Festival of Music, coming to Lancaster on February 21st and 22nd. More info at lancasterrootsandblues.com. Sam, tell me about your involvement with this festival.
Oh, I'm just living the dream here. It's like those bottles I've been rubbing, finally a genie popped out. Grant you three wishes. Okay, I want Rich Ruoff to get back in the music business. I want a blues festival that's going to blow everyone's mind. And I want to work with all my favorite media outlets and all my favorite venues in Lancaster and make this thing happen. So I'm just living the dream here. And I think the first word in this festival really says what this is about. This is very much about celebrating Lancaster. It's about showing off all the music that passes through here. It's about all the great venues that are either venerable, you know, honored venues like the Chameleon, or new ventures like Federal Tap House, Ware Center, and Telus, obviously. So it's just...
It's right up your alley.
Right up my alley, yeah. Yeah.
I have to say, Sam actually had a part in this in a sense of getting me back in the music business. About 2 years ago, he dragged me out for a beer, and he told me what he was doing with his gig spots, and, you know, it was really fascinating. And, and he goes, so, you know, if you're ever doing anything, and, of course, I wasn't at the time, and I'm like, Okay, well, good luck with that. Well, 2 years later, here we are, so...
Let's talk about some of the bands that are going to be playing the festival. We'll start with some local bands. Tell me who's playing from the area, And sort of your selection process, I guess, for how you found bands to play who are from Lancaster or the surrounding central PA region.
Yeah, I cheated. I was in the business for 17 years, so I knew a lot of people. I knew a lot of bands. And also, I stay in touch with people who are, you know, close to the current scene.
Yeah.
So even there were sometimes, you know, there's a band out there that maybe many people aren't seeing it, but I'm hearing a buzz almost immediately. Like, if a band's happening, people let me know about it, even though I'd been away from the scene for a while. And it's fun. Like, the Districts I heard about almost immediately.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I booked them over, last spring I booked them at the bike race in Lititz, Rock Lititz Festival. And they were great. And, you know, I'm trying to work with them more and more. We tried to line up for this festival. Unfortunately for me, but not for them, they landed a big tour and they're touring the country. But during that period, but we're going to get them in at some point. So that's fun. So I can find the young stuff and the new stuff. And of course, I know all the veteran players.
Sure.
I mean, we're doing Robert Bobby. He used to be the leader of a band called the Speed Boys from Lancaster. And he's a folky now.
Right.
But just a tremendous talent, you know. And if you're under 40, you have no idea who this guy is. But if you're over 40, you have to have respect because he helped breed this scene and feed it. In fact, Gene Shea from WXPN is going to be interviewing him like the week before the festival.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. So,
what about some of the national acts? Who are you most excited to see?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, you know, you have to go into the different genres, you know, like certainly in blues, you know, the obvious ones would be Johnny Winter and James Cotton. This will be the fourth time I've booked James Cotton. And he's always, I mean, he's certainly the oldest guy in the festival, I believe. He's 78.
Okay.
But, you know, he's been on the road since he was 15 years old. He started playing outside of juke joints in his town in Mississippi when he was 9 years old, you know, on the front porch. And he would make more money than the artist inside while he was blowing on his harmonica. And he traveled up Route 51 to Chicago. He's toured with Muddy Waters. He's played with everybody. And then, you know, Johnny Winter, who's been around forever, he produced three albums in the 70s for the legendary blues band. It was Muddy Waters' band, and James Cotton was on that. And Johnny Winter is turning 70 at the gig.
Is that right?
The night of the gig here in Lancaster.
Oh, yeah.
So we're having a party for him, and I said, what can we do to make it better? And he goes, can you get me James Cotton? So I got him James Cotton, so he's going to be up on stage jamming with him.
Nice.
In other genres, I mean, there's this new band that I absolutely adore called Lake Street Dive. And they only had four songs out, but they have a new album finally coming out. It's been sitting in a can for about a year because of legal issues. But I believe this band's going to be huge. And so much so that we got lucky. Right after I booked them, they secured a gig. They're doing the Colbert Report on February 5th. And then two weeks before, they're recording Mountain Stage.
Nice, yeah.
In West Virginia, I think it is. And then the night before, they're on Letterman. Late night with David Letterman.
Like the night before they come here and play.
Yeah, so that's Friday night. Unfortunately, we'll be at the festival, so I'm not watching that on TV, but I don't mind. And then they're going to come here the next night. So.
Yeah, I think you can record that one, right?
Yeah.
Or watch it on YouTube the next day.
You know, I'll just give you a funny story from the past. There was a young band that signed out of Chameleon Club called The Ocean Blue, uh-huh. And they were on Sire Records. They got signed by Seymour Stein, who had signed Madonna and The Pretenders, and he had a good history, but he came to the club. He saw him, he loved him, he signed him. But when they were doing one of their national tours, they appeared on Letterman that night. And so they shoot the Letterman show about 6 o'clock at night, at least they did back then. And then the band jumped in their van or their bus or whatever, raced to Lancaster, set up, and they had a headlining gig at the club, the Chameleon Club in Lancaster, that night. So while they were on stage, we put some TVs around the club, and they were on Letterman at the exact same time they were on our stage, which was pretty funny.
That's great.
Yeah.
Sam, who are you looking forward to seeing mostly, local and national?
Well, Johnny Winter, Edgar Winter, again, obvious choices. And, you know, Johnny with James Cotton on his birthday, remarkable. I'm also excited about Lake Street Dive. There's a band that's coming to town named Postmodern Jukebox. Rich sent me a video. He said, hey, check this out. It has 1.5 million views. And I watch it, right? And it's billed as a song by Lord. Right? Royals?
Yeah, yeah.
So the music starts, and it's just this slow groove, right? And then a guy that's about 7 feet tall, dressed as a clown, walks into the frame and in this operatic baritone starts singing Royals, you know, at a, you know, a tenth of the pace it usually is. And it's captivating. And I watched it 3 times. And I said, this has got to be a novelty. So I sent it back to Rich. I'm like, the only reason this has 1.5 million views is because it's the number one song in the country right now.
Right.
And he's like, okay. So the next day he sends me the video back. It now has 3 million views. And I watch it again. And then off to the right, you know, you see all the suggested videos.
Yeah, yeah.
I noticed that they have about 6 songs. They're all, you know, huge pop songs, but every one of them is done as a completely different genre. The Robin Thicke song done as...
Oh, so they're doing covers as like these...
Yeah.
But they're some of the best musicians in New York City. Sure. They're amazing. They're basically jazz cats, and they're nailing it. And all their videos are getting 5, 6, 7 million views. I mean, it's just huge.
Right.
They're putting them out like every 2 weeks right now. And so we got them. I
don't know that they're performing live anywhere else.
No, we're the only ones who have them.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal.
That's huge.
So
yeah.
I need to see this, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, he was talking about me. I'll talk about him for a second. I would know probably half what I know about music if it wasn't for this guy. And for just showing up at the Chameleon every Friday and Saturday night, I didn't know the names of the bands. I didn't, you know, and there was no internet. You couldn't look them up, watch a YouTube video. All I needed to know was that the doors were open. It was the Chameleon Club. It was $5 to get in, and lagers were $1. And, you know, every Friday, every Saturday, I could come up with $10 and go have a great time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've learned to quit questioning when he says, you need to check out this band. I don't ask why. I just do it.
Just go do it, Sam.
So I'm excited about them. I'm very excited that we've booked Cabinet.
Hmm.
Cabinet is, to call them a bluegrass band is like calling The Who a rock band. Yeah, The Who is a rock band, but they have a lot more going on with opera and everything else. And to call Cabinet a bluegrass band or a string band, I think is just scratching the surface. These guys will launch into something in the middle of a song, and you just never know what's coming next. And
where are they from?
They're from Scranton.
Okay. I was just having a conversation with someone today about them, and we were trying to figure out where they were from, and I was thinking Bethlehem.
They're breaking national now, though, but they are a Pennsylvania band.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're very connected with Warren Haynes. They just went down and played his big Christmas jam 3 days down there. They also play fairly often with the Allman Brothers, and they're always at Peach Festival and things like that. They host their own festival. They just announced they'll be doing that again this year. Last year it was called the Old Farmer's Ball. This year it's going to be Susquehanna Breakdown. fantastic band. Very excited to have them too.
At the Wood Stove House, we look forward to staying connected with you. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter under the handle Wood Stove House. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or sign up to get all of the Wood Stove House blog posts and podcast episodes delivered straight to your mailbox. Visit woodstovehouse.com and check the right-hand column for your options to stay in touch. And now back to our conversation with Rich Ruoff and Sam Campbell. We're talking about the Lancaster Roots and Blues Festival of Music coming to Lancaster on February 21st and 22nd. You can learn more about the festival at lancasterrootsandblues.com.
Hey, did you do this festival in years past?
Well, I ran a blues fest
at
Chameleon Club. I started that in 1986, February of 86. It was my 23rd birthday, maybe. And it was a party to myself because I didn't think anybody would come for a blues show, but I liked the blues. I was like one of those weird young people who liked the blues. And I booked like 4 bands, and it actually was a great success. And it's so much so that I brought it back every year, and I did it for the entire 17 years I ran the club. And I grew it to 3 nights a week and a week, you know, through a weekend.
Yeah.
And we would draw from New York, Philly, Baltimore, D.C., and of course, all of Eastern Pennsylvania. And this was before the internet, so that's pretty amazing.
That is amazing.
You know, this was when bands had a mailing list and they would send it out.
Yeah, postcards.
Postcards.
Was it always at just the club, or did you have it another venue?
No, it was just at the club back then. But, you know, we would fill the Brunswick back then was the hotel, and we would fill all the other hotels right in the immediate area. This is a larger version of that. And already we're selling tickets at a great clip in those exact same markets, New York, Philly, Baltimore, D.C., Delaware. And, you know, people are going to come here. They're going to spend the weekend. We're going to fill all the hotels, like in the immediate Lancaster region. All the restaurants are going to pop. It's really going to be a blast.
Do you feel the community has embraced this so far? I mean, you did a Kickstarter, which was a really cool way of, I think, promoting it, to be honest with you.
It was exactly intended as a promotion. One of the people who are helping me with this festival is a guy named Charlie Crystal, and he's local. And he's a bit of a computer guy, and he knows this thing. And he says, you know what, do a Kickstarter. And I said, well, I don't want to be chasing money that way. And he goes, just, you know what, just do it and use it as promotion. So I set the bar low. I said, let's raise $10,000. But, you know, create a little video. It wasn't even a good video. I don't know why I rushed that, but I did it. And put it on, and people responded immediately. And we raised our $10,000 plus, and that got the buzz going right away.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the reception locally for me, because basically all I ever do in my life is events. I'm an event promoter. This is the best reception I've ever had for anything I've ever put together. I mean, everybody wants to either be involved or help or come, and we appreciate all that.
It's great. The Kickstarter was my introduction, I think, to, you know, people have been talking about it a little bit, but, you know, there's so much information that flies around these days.
Right.
And I remember going to the Kickstarter, and to be honest with you, it was a no-brainer. I mean, I bought two passes, one for me, one for my wife. It's $100 for two nights.
Right. You know? I did the same thing.
Oh, it was like, I mean, I hollered to the next room. Hey, honey, February 21st, 22nd, we're not going anywhere, right? Nope. Okay. Done.
Great.
And it was just a great way to, you know, just say, to show support, help to get the thing off the ground. But it was a no-brainer. I mean, it was. So let's talk about ticket sales now. What if I wanted to go and purchase a couple of passes?
Well, locally we have some hard locations. Telus 360, CI Records. We have them in York at Ico's Music. We have them in Ephrata at the Record Connection. But we have on the website, probably the best thing to do for any information is to go to our website, which is LancasterRootsAndBlues.com, and AND is spelled out, A-N-D.
Okay.
So LancasterRootsAndBlues.com, and on there is a ticket link, and that'll take you right to the ticketing page on Brown Paper Tickets, and you have choices. You can buy one night, two nights, you could buy VIP tickets for one night, you could buy VIP tickets for the weekend, and, you know, but I from a concert value, I don't think you're ever going to beat, in 2014, the tickets, the cost for these tickets for what you're going to get.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when you look at the roster and just think about two nights, walking distance, skipping venues, the whole thing, it's just...
Two nights, $69. I've paid more than that to see Johnny Winter before.
Oh, absolutely. The show that I'm most looking forward to is Loudon Wainwright III.
Oh, right.
Who I've seen four times in the last 5 years.
Okay.
And I've had to drive, you know, at least an hour and a half or 2 hours. I paid, you know, $30, $40 a ticket. My wife and I have gone to these shows. So I'm in the same boat as you.
Right.
It was sort of, once his name was on the bill, I was like, oh, that paid for it.
Right.
I could do the return on investment calculation right now.
Right.
Because I would have spent that to go see him by himself in Annapolis. You know
you
what
win.
I mean? So, yeah, it was incredible. Really exciting stuff. What's your goal with the festival in terms of the Lancaster community? Is it just a contribution thing, or do you, you know, what are you thinking?
Well, I want to get rich. Oh, no. No, this is definitely involving the community. It's branded Lancaster Roots and Blues. And I think what's going to be on the back of each stage, all nine stages, is going to be the word Lancaster. And not even Lancaster Roots and Blues, just Lancaster. I want people thinking about this festival in a few years the same way we think about the Montreux Jazz Fest or the Newport Folk Fest or New Orleans, you know, Jazz and Heritage Fest.
Yeah.
I want them to say, are you going to Lancaster this year? Are you going to Newport? Are you going to Montreux? And I want people to think about this not just locally but all over, really all over the world eventually, that Lancaster is one of the great festivals of the world. And that's my long-term goal. The short-term goal is, if you're local and you like music in any way, shape, or form, this is a no-brainer, and I would appreciate your support, and come on out and have some fun. Because even if you come in and you go to any one venue or any one stage and you go, that's not my cup of tea, move 5 minutes, and guess what? You're going to find something you like. I guarantee
right.
it.
Absolutely.
And Fig, Moxie House, they're our chief media partner. No one brands Lancaster like them. You know, I mean, you look at the pages of Fig magazine and you'd think we live in Oz.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we have a charity partner as well, a nonprofit organization you know well, Music for Everyone.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the poster, if you haven't seen it, it's a really beautiful poster by an artist, local artist named Fred Roger. And then Steve Stoltzfus was our graphic guy, and he put the graphic art on top of it. But it was original poster work by Steve Roger. And he works out of the Red Raven Art Company. And they do a charity where, I said Steve Roger, I meant Fred Roger, I apologize. Where they donate, they have a, I don't know what you call it, but it's a program to help young artists get started in the art community.
Right.
And so he's not taking any money fee for using his artwork, but we're going to give him 10% of merch sales so that he can donate to that. We're taking another 10% and giving it to Music for Everyone. So all the merch sales, whether it's the poster, the T-shirt, or we even have a coffee cup coming, really 20% of the sales from that will go to local artistic charities.
Fantastic.
Music and art, yeah.
Yeah, that's so Lancaster.
Right, oh, good.
Now. You know what I mean? That's just such
Don't you love it when musicians and the community reach out?
Yeah,
you know, totally. Just paying it forward.
Sam, tell me what's going on with GigSpots.com as we wrap up here.
Oh, my. Well, I have added several new venues recently. I also have upcoming spotlights at Dispensing Company.
Nice.
Gig Spots will be hosting a second Saturday every month starting in January. And my tagline is two regional gems and a local treasure.
Nice.
Right. So I haven't decided yet if I'm telling everyone exactly who's coming. Because, you know, if I tell you about these two great bands that are coming from Scranton or Annapolis, you might not know their names. It might not mean anything to you. But I can tell you this, my first acts coming in on January 11, my local treasure are going to be the VCC duo, Leo DeSanto and Jeff Bryson of Vinegar Creek Constituency.
Nice.
So that'll give you some idea of the style of music that's going to be presented that night.
Right on.
And yeah, I'm very excited about that.
That's a great gig. Second Saturdays at Dipco?
Yes.
All right, we'll be sure to plug that on our...
Starting the 11th.
Especially on our monthly... our monthly music show with Mickle. Well, Rich, welcome back to the Lancaster music scene.
Thank you.
That's been a little too long, I think.
I'm excited.
Really glad that you're hosting this festival, Lancaster Roots and Blues Festival of Music. That's coming up on February 21st and 22nd. We'll keep talking about it on Around the Wood Stove. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk about the festival. Good luck with everything, and we'll be out and about that night, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it coming up. So thanks again, you guys.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, my pleasure.
You can find out more about today's program by visiting the show post at our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of this program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced by the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.